1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. An appeals court panel is now allowing the White House to federalize and deploy National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Alex Baumhart with the Oregon Capitol Chronicle.
The state has been prepared for this. The governor has been prepared for it. The Department of Justice has been very prepared for it. I think the message we're getting from local elected officials is basically like, no matter what happens in the courts, the president was wrong to do this. I think there's a lot of officials who are sort of trying to reinforce that they will fight for people's right to protest. The governor of Oregon, Tina Kotek, has said it is within her power to deploy Oregon Guard to protect Oregonians at the protest site.
Attorneys for the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago have asked the Supreme Court to keep in place a temporary restraining order blocking the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops in Illinois. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has met with President Trump at the White House. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
The two leaders signed a rare earths and critical minerals agreement. The deal, which President Trump said had been negotiated over 4 or 5 months, is aimed at ensuring a steady supply of the materials. Albanese described the deal as an
$8.5 billion pipeline that we have ready to go.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner are in Israel, and Vice President J.D. Vance is joining them to make sure that the Gaza peace plan does not unravel after a weekend of violence in Gaza. President Trump
saying, "We're going to give it a little chance, and hopefully there will be a little less violence."
In Atlanta, a man is under arrest after his family told police that he wanted to shoot up the airport this morning. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Police say Billy Joe Cagle went live on social media saying he planned to shoot up Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, which is the world's busiest. His family alerted police when they saw him go live. Atlanta Police Chief Darren Shirebaum.
I do believe he was likely to use that weapon inside the crowded terminal that he had just seen.
He says officers found an AR-15 rifle and 27 rounds of ammunition in Cagle's pickup truck, which was parked right outside the doors of the airport terminal. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Atlanta's mayor says Cagle was having a mental health crisis. Technical issues rippled through the internet today because of an outage with Amazon Web Services. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur on why the impact was so widespread.
This domain name system has become the backbone of how the internet works. Many of us rely on it as kind of a phone book for everything.
The Blue Jays have just beaten the Mariners to win the ALCS series and head to the World Series. The score 4-3. Apple rally pulls Wall Street out to from the cusp of its record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The Bucks are ready to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks kick off their season at home this Wednesday night when they take on the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, and it'll be the first time they face off against former Buck Chris Middleton, who they traded to Washington last season. Doc Rivers says they're planning a special video tribute to Middleton during the game. How come?
Because he's a Buck for life, no matter where he's at. Pat Connaughton's a Buck for life, Brooke Lopez, and so we lost three of those guys from last year. Chris will be the first one coming back. And, you know, the Milwaukee fans are phenomenal. So, you know, it's so funny. The one thing I'm not worried about is, like, usually the question, if this was a lot of other places, are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck. And he's part of this community. Good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court. Him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Temps drop through the 40s tonight and remain there through your Tuesday afternoon. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. It's 46 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and I dig into Donald Trump's promise to sic the IRS on his enemies. I thought that was illegal. We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about a half an hour after the 10:30 news, it is Audio Sorbet, where we get away from the news. Talk about lighter things. Except for one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Breakfast launches this big argument before we came on the air this morning. We're going to talk about savory, sweet, and breakfast. Breakfast wars.
Yeah.
Got pretty heated. We'll talk about
this
that.
What happens when you're all wrong. I mean, it's
okay,
just.
Okay, well, that's one person's attitude. Perspective, shall we say.
Oh, it's my attitude.
We'll be looking for you to join us after 10:30 for Audio Sorbet Breakfast Wars. Don't miss it. Wanted to start off with this. Again, in case you missed it, lots of stuff happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
George Santos. Remember George Santos?
Who?
George Santos, who lied pretty much about everything.
I mean, it was.
He lied about his mother being killed in the World Trade Center. He lied about the colleges he attended.
He lied about not doing drag.
Yeah, he lied about that. He pretty much lied about everything. Freed by Trump.
Yeah.
George Santos, his sentence commuted by Donald Trump after serving only 84 days in federal prison. George Santos called his time in prison humbling and said that the conditions at the prison he served at in New Jersey were in disarray. He's going to dedicate himself now to prison reform.
That's what they all say when they get out.
Paris Hilton said that. Remember when she went to jail?
I think the Grizzly guy, the reality star guy.
Oh, I know. Chrisley's.
Chrisley's. He actually made a very amazing statement when he got out of prison talking about the inequities between being black and white and known and not known. And it was, and we were all sitting there going, who's this dude? I don't think he's doing anything now because they immediately got a show on Hulu afterwards saying life after prison. Great.
Yeah.
But yeah, he is absolutely going to milk this for everything. And he's going to be the... Jane, take my hand. Jane, take my hand. Prison is so hard for about 2.5 months.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
Elected to the House in 2022, George Santos was sentenced to 87 months in federal prison. He pled guilty.
Mm-hmm.
He pled guilty to identity theft and wire fraud. This after a 56-page House Ethics Committee report accusing Santos of stealing money from his campaign, lying to donors about how their money would be used, making up fictitious loans, engaging in fraudulent business dealings, among other misconduct.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to pay restitution to all the people he ripped off.
No.
He doesn't have to pay. He created a charity for a veteran service dog and stole that money.
Also, and this should go without saying, he wasn't voted out of office. He left office in disgrace.
Because they finally shoved him out.
Yeah.
Because what he had done was so egregious and so obvious. Mm-hmm. Even the Republicans couldn't find a way.
But recently, Republicans have said they made a mistake because they needed that vote. They don't care about what he had done.
No.
They cared the fact that he will say yes to them for everything because he's still, and he has been, full-blown MAGA. MAGA all the way. He won't stop. He has a podcast with a woman who should get an award for patience with him. They had on Walter Masterson, and I know you know who he is.
He is a
social media influencer, very, very left wing.
Good Liars.
I think he's Good Liars adjacent, but okay. He's also he goes to events, he battles people in debates. Sometimes it's cool, sometimes it's like, all right, dude, stop it. But he went on the podcast and he told George Santos about the fact that there was white supremacy in that party, and George Santos would not even like admit there was a problem at all. Like he on record saying there's no problem. What are you talking about? You're saying that they're racist? It's like he is such a bumbling moron that we have to remember, never forget this either. The gentleman who was running against him in New York, the Democrat, went to, I believe, the New York Times and said, "This man is a fraud from start to finish. Do something." And they said, "Nah,
yep,
it's fine." He had to go to the, and this is
a small local paper.
This is another example on why local reporting is so absolutely important.
Yes.
Support your local paper. He went to them and they started the digging. They started the digging. And by the time the lie started coming, it was too late. The race was off. He won. Done. And then we had to go through all this crap.
We have a clip. I believe, Calvin, do we have that clip from Mark Wayne Mullen?
We should, yes.
Mark Wayne Mullen is a Republican from Oklahoma.
Yes.
And he wasn't specifically talking about George Santos, but I think this is an interesting comment from Mark Wayne Mullen about how the Republicans handle bad actors within their party. Play that clip, please, Calvin.
There's zero, and everybody's been perfectly clear, there's zero room for this kind of behavior in politics as a whole, regardless of Republican or Democrat. But we hold our own accountable inside the Republican Party. We won't allow that to happen.
Oh, but
yeah, yeah.
but you did. President Trump on Friday issued a presidential commutation for George Santos, exempting him from the rest of his sentence, all financial penalties, and any need for probation. Donald Trump said Santos has been horribly mistreated. Good luck, George. Have a great life. He ripped off people who were Donald Trump supporters, mm-hmm. just like Steve Bannon did.
Yes.
With the wall fund.
Yes.
And he pardoned Steve Bannon too.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am a Donald Trump supporter, I would take a look at this and think, does he not care about me, his supporter, who got ripped off by this guy? You don't care about making me whole?
No, I mean, but that's, I think you never, in this movement, you never ask that question. And I promise you, I'm not making a joke, but everything that happens with this party reminds me of Scientology. In as the leader can be never be wrong, never be questioned. And anything that happens bad to you is your fault. You never, ever question. You never expect something good for yourself other than just supporting the movement. And if you do, you're not good enough. You are not of MAGA quality. And that is the bigger problem. So all these people have to do, whether it's George Santos, whether it's Steve Bannon, whether it's Ted Cruz, I'll never forget that picture of him making phone calls for him. As long as you kiss the ring and you pledge fealty, you're great. And you could literally on Tuesday say Donald Trump is America's Hitler, which is something J.D. Vance said on Twitter.
Yes.
And then years later come back and say, I didn't mean that. I think Donald Trump's great. That's it. That's all of the remorse you need to purport, and you're good.
Well, good heavens, he should put, I'm surprised he hasn't been made part of the Trump administration yet.
Give it time.
He'll fit right in there.
He'll, Jane, if in 2026, he will become the ambassador to some country.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yes.
In the hours since he was released, George Santos returned to the video platform Cameo, where public figures record personalized messages for people who pay for them. As of Saturday night, Santos said he had 48 pending requests. He also said he'd be open to TV work, including Dancing with the Stars.
And you may think that's crazy pants, but do not forget that in 2020, was it this year? God, this year is so
Sean
long.
Sean Spicer was.
Not Sean Spicer. Rudy Giuliani showed up on The Masked Singer. After all of this had happened, and Ken Jeong was so upset, he walked off set. He was so angry that they put him in a suit and made entertainment of that man. I do not doubt for a second that he has picked up management. I do not doubt for a second that people have made him offers for a reality show,
yep,
made a special. What? Because we need to churn out content. We need to get people entertained. And this is flashy and sassy and saucy enough for people to, even for people who hate him, will be like, I need to watch it.
Well, they'll hate watch it.
And I want to make two things really clear, because I said people and a paper. Robert Zimmerman was the man who ran against him in 2022 in the New York congressional race. He's the man who brought this information to all of the national papers, the New York Times. They said, meh. He went to a paper called the North Shore Leader. Very small,
yep,
very local paper, started doing this. I just want to give credit, because we here rely on our local reporting and our local reporters, and they are the ones who keep us informed. And North Shore Leader is the one who started this.
Yes.
And I watched the media on one of these big channels say, we didn't do anything wrong. It's not our fault. You guys saw lies in front of you, and you thought, man, people aren't going to click on that.
By the way, George Santos, that's what we're talking about. George Santos got his sentence commuted by Donald Trump, who essentially said, George is a great Republican. He always votes Republican. I'm gonna release him.
Yeah.
Here is what George Santos said, quote, I am not perfect, and to my critics, I hold no animosity. There will be no retribution tour. I ask and I beg people to look at this for what it is. To continue to rehash the past will not change the future, unquote. He has not apologized.
You never
to any of the people that he ripped off.
You never apologize.
Again, he had charities that he stole money from, mm-hmm, and used for either his campaign or for personal use. No apology to them.
You don't give one. That is the Roy Cohn school of
that's
of
right.
Winning. Never,
right. You
attack.
You attack. Accuse the other of doing what you are doing.
And never apologize.
Yeah. And double down.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. This is nothing new, but the more they want to sweep our history under the carpet and say we need to not go back, we need to focus on moving forward.
Yeah.
Well, there are some pretty egregious things that have happened
in the past.
In the past, like 4 years.
Yeah.
Not just to the entirety of this country, but the fact that they want you to forget, and people will, because we're busy, and we're going to, and 6 months from now, we're going to be like, oh yeah, George Santos.
I forgot about that.
Totally forgot about that guy. What?
855-752-4842. Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, we only got about 90 seconds left. Thanks for joining us. What'd you want to say?
Thanks to everybody that participated in the protest. And you know what? This is an administration that rewards criminal behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
The more rotten things you do, the better you are, and totally goes after honesty, integrity, like that gentleman who wrote that on the sidewalk. This is nuts, folks. We need to keep going here. You're doing a great job. Thank you so much for all your getting out to the public, because this is the only place we get all this information.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye, Gene. Thanks so much. Too. Really appreciate it. You can always join us, like Gene, at 855-752-4842.
And as Gene said, you want to get good news? Get it from us. Tell a friend about us. Tell a friend about our show, about our network, because we're trying to keep democracy here, and we can do it with your help. And so, yeah, thank you so much, Gene.
Help us spread the word.
Yep.
Absolutely. When we come back, we have no money. Well, except for Argentina and except for Christy Noem and a couple other things. There's money for that, but not for us. All the details coming up. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on air on the vast statewide, countrywide. Pick us up around the globe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, we do have a new newsletter.
Yes, we do.
That you can get every day. It's called Civic Media Today. And it... We have reporters all across the state, in all corners of Wisconsin.
Yes, indeed.
And they cover everything. It's a great little compilation of things happening from around different corners of the state, different things that are happening on all the shows. We know you have a life and you have kids and you have a job and you have parents and all that stuff. So it's a great little way to get a little, just a little taste of what's going on the network.
Yep.
And you can subscribe.
Very simple. Go to civicmediatoday.substack.com. I'll put the website in the show notes today, but you go there, sign up, very simple. Join the throngs and throngs of people, because it's not just great news reporting. It's a snapshot of, so tomorrow you'll get it, or today you'll get it, and it's everything we've been doing for the past day or so. And it's going to have news stories, it's going to have podcasts, it's going to have sports, it's going to have cool, like, you know, local fun stuff happening. So it's just a real good, as it, I'm going to borrow something from Terry Barr. It's a little slice of Wisconsin, but there's Civic Media style. So go to civicmediatoday.substack.com, sign up right now, and you can be part of this wonderful newsletter that we just put out a month ago, and people are loving it.
It's completely free.
It's free.
It's free.
It's I can't think. So there's absolutely free.
It's still absolutely free.
I try to think of something.
We don't have a whole lot of time to spend on this, but I do think it's important because we have no money.
Mm-hmm.
We keep hearing that, of course. We have no money. We can't, we got to cut programs to feed hungry kids. Yeah. We have to cut programs for our elderly. We have no money for health insurance. We have no money,
but
we do have money for two private jets. For Christy Noem's use, the two jets being purchased through the Coast Guard, which requested just one jet in its budget earlier this year at an estimated cost just for one of $50 million. Just for one.
What are we doing?
New York Times reported the two jets will cost $172 million.
Yeah.
But we have no money.
We have no money. Also, doesn't the president, he only needs one, correct?
There's Air Force One and Air Force Two.
But Air Force Two takes the vice president. How many Air Force Ones are there? Because I don't feel like Christy Noem, who's the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, needs two planes. There are two Air Force Ones, so they'd be run at any time. But that makes sense for the President of the United States, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. I feel like one should be good.
Well, I don't know. I think she travels with a pretty big entourage.
She
got all those makeup people and God knows the hair extension people. There's got to be five of those. It takes a lot of people. It takes a village. It takes a village. So, yes, two private jets for Christy Noem's use, $172 million. We are also giving Argentina $40 billion. The president was asked about this returning. Yesterday was day 19.
Today's
the government
day 20.
Shut down today. Returning from yet another Gulf outing.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was asked about the money we're giving to Argentina. Calvin, can we play that clip, please?
What do you have to say to U.S. farmers who feel that the deal is benefiting Argentina more than it is them,
Argentina's fighting for its life, young lady. You don't know anything about it.
Young lady.
They're fighting for their life. Nothing's benefiting Argentina. They're fighting for their life. You understand what that means? They have no money. They have no anything. They're fighting so hard to survive. If I can help them survive in a free world, I happen to like the president of Argentina. I think he's trying to do the best he can. But don't make it sound like they're doing great. They are dying.
Dying.
All right? They're dying.
Dying.
Wait. I'm sorry. I spaced out there. I was looking at didTrumpGolfToday.com. It's a real website, by the way. Is he saying that Argentinians are dying or are the farmers dying? Because it kind of seems like our farmers are dying.
Well, yeah, but that's not what he's talking about. He's concerned about Argentina. And actually, if you look a little closer, because they always say, follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Bessent, our treasury director. That's not his correct title. Scott Bessent has several buddies, one buddy in particular who bought up a whole bunch of Argentina's debt, and he needs the economy to get back to recover so he will make his money back because he's betting on the Argentinian economy to rebound.
He is the treasury secretary.
Scott Bessent.
Yeah.
So a good friend of Scott Bessent's has all kinds of millions invested into Argentina's economy.
It's discombobulating, really, when it comes down to
it. It is absolutely discombobulating.
I will be putting DidTrumpGolfToday.com in here because it actually does. It does, and it looks, it says, Did Trump golf today? No, he did not today. Any dates are in red. He has golfed 70 days out of the past 274 since returning to office. 25.5% of his presidency spent golfing. No, and I know he's not paying for that.
No,
he's not paying for that.
And when you consider that he only golfs at his own properties, mm-hmm. all the Secret Service accommodations, mm-hmm. we pay for as taxpayers because he doesn't throw that in for free.
No, he does not.
No, he actually
no.
He makes money on that.
He couldn't give a discount, Jane. That would be unethical.
That would be unethical.
But we don't have money.
News. is coming up next. And then we, when we return, we will lighten it up. It's time for Audio Sorbet.
Will we?
Breakfast Wars. Breakfast Disagreements. On the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The Blue Jays beat the Mariners tonight 4-3 in Game 7 of the AL Series and are going to the World Series against the Dodgers. The Call on Fox. A federal appeals court allows President Trump to send the National Guard to Portland, Oregon, while legal challenges continue.
In this particular situation in Portland, given President's comments on social media, it certainly looked like he was calling out the National Guard, not because the current circumstances required it, but in the past there had been disturbances in Portland.
Law professor Lori Levinson. President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese signed a deal to send rare earth minerals from Australia to the U.S.
We have it all set with Anthony. We've worked on this long and hard, and we're starting that process right now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Bucks are ready to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks kick off their season at home this Wednesday night when they take on the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, and it'll be the first time they face off against former Buck Chris Middleton, who they traded to Washington last season. Doc Rivers says they're planning a special video tribute to Middleton during the game. How come?
Because he's a Buck for life. No matter where he's at, Pat Connaughton's a Buck for life, Brooke Lopez, and so we lost three of those guys from last year. Chris will be the first one coming back. And, you know, the Milwaukee fans are phenomenal. So, you know, it's so funny. The one thing I'm not worried about is, like, usually the question, if this was a lot of other places, are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck. And he's part of this community. Good as he was all on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court. Him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. At this past weekend's box office, horror was king. Not a huge surprise with Halloween right around the corner, but give some credit to good reviews and a solid sequel as Black Phone 2 landed at number 1 with $26.2 million at the gate. The original Black Phone also had decent reviews and opened with about $23 million at the box office. Coming in second place was last week's winner, Tron Aris, which pulled in about $11 million. Good Fortune came in at number 3 in its first week of release with pretty good reviews for this comedy that brought in just over $6 million. One Battle After Another brought in $4 million in its fourth week in theaters for a total haul of about $62 million domestically. Action comedy True Story Roofman brought in $3.5 million in its second week. According to Variety, despite Black Phone 2's impressive weekend, the results were a bit lackluster. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, passing showers, cold and windy. Temps drop through the 40s tonight and remain there through your Tuesday afternoon. At times, wind gusts above 30 miles an hour. Temps slowly warm through the rest of the week. It's 46 right now.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, What's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcast host Jimmy Pardo, then Mission 1 Billion co-founders Rex Sykes and Rocky Wagenhurst join the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the one, the only Calzone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is the portion of the show that we call Audio Sorbet, where we get away from the news and take a breath, because we all need a break.
Mm-hmm.
Tactical frivolity.
Yes.
I like that
phrase. It's almost like we're cleaning your ears with fun.
Exactly. So today we're going to argue about breakfast. We were talking this morning, as we always do. This is how we come around to audio sorbets.
Yeah.
It is very much a organic process.
Is it audio sorbets or audios sorbet?
Oh, good question.
You're not going to stop thinking about that one now, are you?
Oh, planted that seed. Today is Chicken and Waffle Day.
Yeah.
National Chicken and Waffle Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking about chicken and waffles. And for myself, personally, yeah. I love both those things.
Yes.
I love fried chicken.
Yes.
And I really like waffles.
Yeah.
I would not have them together.
Why?
Because
that's a great answer. Do you want to work for the Trump administration?
Chicken does not belong at breakfast.
But that's entirely untrue.
See, that I don't think
fried chicken not belong at breakfast?
No.
Okay.
Just chicken in general. Would you ever get up and say, I want a piece of chicken for breakfast?
Where do you get your eggs from?
That's a different form of chicken.
I'm working within the halls of your logic right now, ma'am.
And this morphed into, you were talking about the McGriddle.
Well,
you and Calvin got into a big exchange about this.
Well, first of all, I was just, once again, I just want to state for the record, once again, I was stating my opinion, Miss Jane Matinair.
To which
and
you
then
are
Calvin
entitled.
Calvin came all gallivanting in with his, I don't know, like, what are you, you're a zoomer, boomer? I have no idea. But with your charm and your intellect and your fancy free lifestyle telling me I'm wrong. But my point was this, is that if I get chicken and waffles, which I don't get often because I feel like there are places that make it really well and other places who throw a waffle in a toaster and throw a piece of chicken on, and they're like, that'll be $14.95, please. When I get chicken and waffles, I never put syrup on it. I always put hot sauce. I put savory things on top of it to enhance the flavor. I do not like sweet with my breakfast, unless the pancakes come with the breakfast, and I ain't crazy. But I don't mix the two. I don't do sweet with my savory breakfast, and I don't do sweet breakfast, period. And I think that led me into why I think the McGriddle is a psyop that is here to destroy our family units, because they take a waffle and throw syrup in there and they're like, hey, why don't you put your eggs and your bacon in there? It's really tasty. It's not. It's here to disregard our laws and to mislead our children to a life of criminality and not goodness.
So you are
my opinion.
You are against sweet with your savory when it comes to breakfast.
Correct.
Calvin, would you like to weigh in on this?
Would you like to tell me why you're wrong?
Well, now I just have questions.
Mm.
So you're fine with sweet and savory together if it's not for breakfast?
Actually, well, honestly, I don't really do sweet at all unless it's a dessert. The only sweet and savory I go for with dessert is like a sea salt caramel type of thing. But like if I get, you know, like sea salt caramel ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But like if dinner, I'll never order a sweet thing.
You don't like honey barbecue or honey mustard?
No, I don't usually get that. No.
Okay, fair. Yeah. You don't like, I've heard you talk about jelly or jam with cheese and crackers.
You have? When?
I could have swore you said you're into that kind of thing.
I think you were looking at the internet again.
Greg, I'm sorry. You're right.
No, I mean, I'm willing to mix certain things for a moment, but it's one, it's just to, usually to try it. Like, I'll give you an example. And I promise you it's better than it sounds. My friends Aaron and Michelle have been married for what seems like years. They have this treat that they bring to all the family functions, and I made fun of it until I tried it. It's a green grape skewered with a little tiny little bit of cheese, grapes and cheese. And it's tasty. It's wonderful. I only have it when I see them. That's it. But it's not something I seek out. It's not something I want. It's not something I, you know, evangelize over. Those are the moments where I can do it, but it's never something I choose. I will never go to a restaurant and pay money for a sweet meal. Or I will never mix my sweet and savory.
So you wouldn't go, because one of the, I love waffles.
Yeah.
And I like a nice pecan waffle.
Okay.
For breakfast.
Yeah.
With syrup.
Great.
And that's a sweet thing.
That's great. And
that's okay.
That's, well, who cares what I think? that's my whole point. My opinion has never shifted anything for anyone.
That's true.
Period. I'm adamant about what I like. And when I'm told I'm wrong, as Calvin did tell me earlier this, you did. Did you not say you're wrong?
Specifically talking about your theory that McDonald's is perpetuating sweetness as in breakfast foods for some ulterior nefarious method.
Conspiracy theory.
I said what I said.
You have a conspiracy theory about the McGriddle.
I said what I said.
Do you do sweet with your savory for breakfast? And just as a, how do you feel about the McGriddle? 855-752-4842. Breakfast Wars is our discussion today on Audio Sorbet. 855-752-4842. Casper in Madison, liquid chicken. That's what I call eggs.
Calvin, you also said you really just don't do breakfast at all, though. Like, well, you, if you have a choice, you won't.
Yeah, I don't usually eat before 10 or 11 a.m., period.
Not healthy.
So if I know that, Greg. I'm not saying it's a good thing. So if I do have breakfast food, it's usually like a breakfast for dinner type of deal.
Okay.
So yeah, I prefer lunch and dinner foods. If I were up at like 6 o'clock for some reason, yeah, and I happen to be at a restaurant at 9 o'clock that offers lunch options, mm-hmm, I'll probably order the lunch.
Do that
options
instead.
Well, and that's something that Bridget and I do when we go out for like a breakfast, because she wants a burger. She doesn't do eggs. She's not allergic to them, but
she just doesn't like them.
Well, they make her ill. I've watched it happen. It's not an allergic reaction. It's just a thing. And so we always want to make sure that the menu has she loves soy scrambles. She loves that stuff. She'll do that. Like soy eggs. But yeah, I get that. Some people just aren't breakfast people. I get that. I'm like Ron Swanson. I'll eat breakfast food anytime.
855-752-4842. Breakfast Wars, sweet, savory. That is our discussion today for Audio Sorbet. Brett from Brown Deer is on the line. Good morning, Brett. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say
Good
about
morning.
This?
Good morning. Oh, I love this conversation.
How do you feel? Where do you come down on this, Brett?
Oh, do not mix my sweet with my breakfast.
No.
Never. Pancakes, waffles, none of it.
No.
I want my breakfast to be eggs and bacon or sausage.
Here it is.
Or I'll just eat waffles. But no, don't mix them. It's terrible.
So you will waffle?
Yeah, but only waffle.
Only waffle, though.
Okay. Will you put syrup or something like that on the waffle, or do you just eat it plain?
Oh, yeah. I put syrup. Okay. I like sweet stuff.
Yeah.
But I keep them separate.
Yeah.
I don't even want them touching my sausage.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, Brett. I'm telling you right now, if I had the money to do it, if I got breakfast and there's a sausage link and syrup touches my sausage, I would throw it out in front of the server and be like, do better.
You guys need one of those plates that's divided into sections.
Yes, that
so
children
none of
have.
Your food touches.
That children have.
That's hilarious. Thank you so much, Brett. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Breakfast Wars. That is our audio sorbet discussion for
What's
today.
What's your thought, though, Jane?
But see, I will mix. I love pecan waffles.
Yes. Okay.
Which to then me, I'll get with a side of bacon.
Well, and to me that's not a. I guess you can say it's sweet and savory, but to me that's more of like a flavory. That's how I feel about what I was saying before, a sea salt caramel type of thing. I get that. That makes sense to me because you have blueberry waffles. You have pecan waffles makes sense.
Right.
Pecan Kringle. A lot of people love pecan Kringle.
Sure.
But yeah, but you're also not an egg fan either. So I feel like it
I
does
am not.
Not. Yeah.
But see, now I would do French toast.
Yeah.
I like French toast.
There you go.
Again, which is on the sweeter side.
I don't know of savory French toast. Cassandra in the live stream says, and I like this question. So what are your feelings with bacon on everything like cupcakes and chocolate covered? I feel like we've gone too far in the bacon worship. Like, I feel like, first of all, if you look up the history of bacon was a food for poor people. And people make it seem like it's the greatest thing ever. It's not. It's fine. I'm not anti-bacon. Don't at me. But I feel like we've gone too far and we make it seem like it's got bacon. That's not why you should charge me $10 more for this thing. Bacon is bacon. I can buy that at the store. It's not special. Unless it's like that thick cut.
No, see, and I don't like the thick cut.
The thick cut bacon.
That's a whole other argument.
Where did I go?
855-752-4842. Sweet, savory, what are we doing for breakfast? Richard from Waukesha has been very patient. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. I got something great to say.
Okay.
The thing is the skies of protein. Like at Taco John's, you have a chicken taco for breakfast with an egg. You disguise the protein with other flavors.
Okay.
It's like a secret agent.
Well, yeah. What did you have for breakfast today? I had a breakfast taco with sausage and egg, all protein. That's good. I'm good for. Tell me I'm wrong, doctors. Thank you very much, Richard.
855-752-4842. PJ on the live stream. Sausage links, maple flavored, and waffles are great together.
Get out of my country.
That sounds really yummy. Caesar from Madison texting in, Jane, my wife and I will take you guys to Dollop Diner in Uptown Chicago.
Ooh.
They have the best chicken and waffles. You will never want to leave there ever. Ooh.
Calvin, what did you have to say? I saw you pick up the mic.
Well, yeah. I guess controversial take. I don't like sausage links. I think it's the casing. I like a sausage patty.
Do sausage?
Personally.
Well, will you have a sausage? Well, will you have a quote sausage link if it comes in the log form that's not in casing? It's just like a formed sausage, what looks like a link? Because there's difference. There's sausage links that are in casings, and then there are sausages that look like the log shape versus the patty.
I guess I'll take a log shaped as long as there's no casing, but I still prefer a patty.
WBA, are you listening right now to this hard hitting journalism?
I mean, second, incredible,
first runner up. Yeah. Now I haven't gone out for breakfast in so long.
We might have to go out for breakfast.
Research.
Yeah, exactly.
Research on like the best breakfast. Yes. We have to go to this place.
Jacqueline from HR, if you're listening, she's going to approve the expense. We're doing research for the show, so we're
absolutely,
up
absolutely.
This is for breakfast.
In order to clean people's ears with fun properly, we need to do the proper research.
Well, there's legwork involved.
There's legwork. There's breakfast work. There's things like that. Now exactly. I really want an omelet.
When we return, we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Utterly Tubular Edition, dude. Stay tuned. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney.
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Good morning, welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Galatini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, will be joining us after 9:30 to kick around all the things in the news. And then later on this week, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters is hopefully going to be joining us.
No, she will be here.
She will be here on Wednesday.
She will be here on, let me just make sure. Yeah, Wednesday at 9:35 to talk about the need for an independent, nonpartisan council on
drawing maps.
Sorry, mapping our districts. Yeah, that's what she'll be here to talk about. She's very excited, and other things that the League of Women Voters Wisconsin is working on, because they are a wonderful group. And if you ever have questions on voting matters, political matters, it's a nonpartisan website. Go there. They always have a great toolbox to break things down.
Yep, absolutely. It is just about 10:54, Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be
a thing.
If you ever find a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from Eyewitness News, ABC 7.
Dun, dun, dun.
Aggressive sea otter bites California surfer, hijacks surfboard. Surfers heading to Santa Cruz, California should keep their eye out for a furry surfboard thief. A surfer says an otter bit her foot and then climbed onto her surfboard Tuesday evening, holding it hostage for 20 minutes until rescuers rushed in.
What?
Isabella Orduna says she was just paddling out when she felt a nip on her foot. She rolled off and turned to see an otter sitting on her surfboard. Oduno says that after biting her, the otter took over her board for at least 20 minutes. She didn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do either. Thankfully, another surfer in the area was able to call for help. A full-blown rescue ensued. When responders arrived, they found the surfer in the water and the otter on the board. Lifeguards eventually got her surfboard back. For the past two summers, notorious Otter 841 went on a surfboard stealing spree in Santa Cruz.
Well, you mess with their territory, things are going to happen.
It's unknown if this thief is the same otter or just an otter copycat or copy otter.
It's Otter Tifa. This is what this is.
Otter Tifa.
It's a group of people who are just, I'm sorry, a group of otters, my mistake, who are just trying to impede upon people's good time, Jane. Blue-haired otters.
The tracker that was originally on Otter 841 fell off, so there's no way to know if this is the same otter. But again, I just love that the surfer abandoned her board and just gave it to the otter. It's like, you take it.
Well, just, I mean, well, first of all, very kind of you. But I think a lot of people's fear of going into, like, deep lakes and oceans is that thing of, like, oh, something's going to touch my foot. And then when the thing touches your foot, that surfboard now belongs to that otter.
Yes.
That ocean belongs to that otter.
Right.
I will never go near water. I won't even take a bath again. It's all showers for as little time as possible because you never know what will happen. I have trespassed into your territory, and I apologize.
There is some photos included in this article. That's a pretty big otter.
That's
bigger than I can see why she gave him the You take it.
Yeah, it's yours.
You take it. Hang five. I don't know about toes. Hang seven.
I'm looking up all these surfing terms to try to make a joke and nothing worked except for goofy foot. Maybe her goofy foot got bit. I don't know. But yeah, it's... I also just love the fact in the story that a full-blown rescue thing had to happen where someone who's been training for these things all their life is going, really? Really?
Yeah. You know what? The article does not include the confrontation between the rescuers and the otter, so we're not exactly sure what happened. But we do know that she did get her board back.
Thank goodness.
And
she's never surfing again.
It could be, we don't know. It could have been the same otter, Otter 841. That should be a movie.
I was just going to say, Otter 841. I would, Michael Bay, this summer, Otter 841.
Coming to a theater.
Starring The Rock. He is Otter 841 because he has to be in everything.
He's undercover. Otter 841. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and watching on the stream. It really means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. We have news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman from noon for 11 until 2. Todd Alba, 2 to 4. Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. By the way, we got a couple of texts come in that said Maggie was down at Cathedral Square yesterday and said what a great on Saturday. And said what a great job that Maggie did for the No Kings rally.
Cathedral Square, where the new Laughing Tap's going to be in that area?
That same area.
That's called a plug.
That's right.
She'll be talking also to people from the No King organization who put on the rally. They're not Antifa's organization. But she'll be talking to them today as well.
That's coming up later on from 4 to 6 across the network. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
Is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. George Springer put Toronto ahead with a three-run homer in the seventh inning, and the Blue Jays advanced to the World Series for the first time since 1993 by beating the Seattle Mariners.
The wild pitch.
The call on Fox, the score was 4-3. At the White House, tearing down part of the East Wing has begun in order to build the ballroom President Trump wants added to the site.
You know, we're building right behind us. We're building a ballroom. They've wanted a ballroom for 150 years, and I'm giving that honor to this wonderful place.
It will fit 999 people. There was another failed Senate vote today, the 11th, to try to end the government shutdown. Correspondent Nicole Killian reports Republican and Democratic leaders are sticking to their positions.
Efforts to reopen.